This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, this is pretty frightening, all right? We are being told that thousands of people who have died and dropped dead of a heart attack were in the hospital just weeks before with something diagnosed as unrelated to heart, when it could have actually been a heart attack or a precursor to their fatal heart attack. According to BBC News, they looked at all heart attack admissions and deaths between 2006 and 2010. And Imperial College London researchers found 16% of those who died had been admitted to the hospital in the previous 28 days, and some had warning signs like chest pain. Now, the British Heart Foundation has called the research concerning. The study authors from the School of Public Health at Imperial College say more research is urgently needed. So, the data was published in The Lancet, and it looked at hospital records of 135,950 deaths in England due to heart attacks over the four-year period. The records showed whether the person had been admitted to the hospital in the previous 4 weeks, and whether signs of a heart attack were recorded as the primary reason for the hospital admission, a secondary reason, or not recorded at all. So basically what they did is they looked at, all right, so these are the people that had heart attacks or died. These are people that died. Let's look at the previous hospital admission. Was it for a heart attack? Was it for asthma? Was it for migraine? You know, what did they come in with? Right? And where was, if they were diagnosed with something cardiac, where was that listed? And that's what they looked at. All right, so the data showed 21,000 of these 135,000 patients had no mention of heart attack symptoms in their hospital records. Now, of course, you know, in the hospital's defense, you know, people go to the hospital for a variety of things. They cut themselves, car accident, right? But my guess, having been an ER doc and having taken care of patients for years, is somebody came in with something and it was not thought to be heart-related, and I'll tell you about those types of symptoms, and I don't want to use the word misdiagnosed, but it was treated but not linked to something that could be the heart. Lead author Dr. Parviz Asaria said doctors are very good at treating heart attacks when they're the main cause of admission, but we don't do very well treating secondary heart attacks or at picking up subtle signs which might point to a heart attack death in the near future. So let me review this with you guys, okay? Because this is key, all right? If you are having a heart attack, you are not always going to look like on TV. Chest pain going to the left arm, you being able to say, wow, I think I'm having a heart attack. It's not going to be like that. You could just have some trouble breathing. Right, how many of us go up a flight of stairs and we have some trouble breathing? Okay, and then you're like, all right, looks like I'm kind of out of breath. If you didn't go up a flight of steps and you start to kind of feel that way, that could be a heart attack or heart trouble, that sort of feeling. Okay, everybody thinks shortness of breath is, I'm wheezing. It's not necessarily like an asthmatic wheeze. All right? It's you having done a little bit of exercise when you're not, you know, just go up a flight or two of stairs, and whatever that kind of feels like, that could be a heart issue, which is also why we don't want you to do heavy stairs or heavy activity without checking your heart, because that could stress the heart. If you feel lightheaded or dizzy, do you know how many of us feel dizzy? Do we think it's the heart? You have jaw pain. When I was an ER doc, there was a person that came in with a toothache. For the life of me, though, I couldn't see what was going on with the tooth. So we checked the heart, and it was a heart attack. You got pain in the abdomen, pain in the back, pain in the neck. If you feel sick, like you're nauseated, you're just sitting there kind of nauseated, that could be a sign of impending heart attack. You vomiting. An overwhelming sense of anxiety, like a panic attack. Coughing, wheezing. They say, although chest pain is usually severe, if you're a diabetic, you may not feel the chest pain. So you may be, just not feeling right. I told you, when my father had a heart attack, his last words to my mom was, we need to call Dolly for some antibiotics. Okay. By the way, I didn't like giving them antibiotics, and I'd yell at them saying hell to the no. But for those to be his last words before he dropped dead means he must have thought he was having a lung infection. He must have felt something in the chest that wasn't full-blown chest pain. So it's sad, and it's very, very scary. Remember I told you there was a guy that came into the ER burping? Or this was the urgent care when I was working in the urgent care in Bullhead City. He was burping the night before. And the wife made him come in. And he's like, look, I got the game on today because now it was Sunday morning. Can I leave? And I'm like, well, you were burping a lot, so I'm going to check your heart. Because I remember seeing a movie where somebody in a plane with Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder, he was the pilot. I told you about this, where he kept burping, and then he just drops dead. So I remember that as a little girl, that somebody excessively burping could be having a heart attack. And the science behind it is you're having an inferior MI, an inferior bottom part of the heart, and that heart attack is irritating the diaphragm. So chronic hiccups, chronic burping, to me, could be a heart attack. I check his heart. He had a full-blown heart attack the night before, which is why he was burping the whole night. He wanted to go home. He goes, well, I had the heart attack. So you know what? I'll just deal with the heart doctor next week. Looks like I had it, and I'm done. I go, the hell you are. So we had to transport him to Kingman, Arizona, and as he was being rolled in, he had a second heart attack. And luckily he was saved, but that's why you can't go home after a heart attack. We got to get you into the hospital. So chronic burping, chronic hiccups, feeling dizzy, shortness of breath, anxiety. You know how many people come to the hospital having a panic attack? Or some difficulty breathing? Now, I tell my medical students to check the heart every single time. Check the heart. Always. Does Obamacare like that? Does insurance companies like it? No. In fact, they don't really make any suggestions about, checking the heart if somebody, has anxiety. If you have chest pain, shortness of breath, or you feel off, we get your heart checked. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. I really, really love Blake. All the guys over there are really, really awesome. I don't know why I'm in a good mood. About, what, 3 out of every 5 people admit to peeing in the pool? And I guess as we're slowly getting into spring season and then summer season, some scientists are trying to study how much pee is in the pool. And chemist Xingfeng Li of the University of Alberta and her colleagues report that they can now tell roughly how much pee is in the pool by measuring the artificial sweeteners carried in most people's urine. Certain sweeteners could be a good proxy for pee, she says, because they're designed to go right through you and they don't break down readily in pool water. Remember I told you that's how we used to tell if you were diabetic, we'd have to taste your urine, and if we tasted the sugar, diabetes mellitus, the sweetness of it. We'd be like, you know what? You have, you know, diabetes. I guess that's how now we have to test the pool, based on the sweetness of it. Although we don't technically taste it. Scientists calculated that one 220,000 gallon commercial size swimming pool contained almost 20 gallons of urine. In a residential pool, 20 by 40 feet, 5 feet deep, that would translate to about 2 gallons of pee. It's only about 0.01%, but any urine in the swimming pool can be a health concern for some people. Not to mention the smell that never quite goes away. So they say when you really smell the chlorine, that's the chlorine mixed with the pee. I'm really grossed out now. Because when I jump into water, it gets in my mouth. It gets in my nose. Lee's team collected water from pools and hot tubs at hotels and recreational facilities in two Canadian cities. And this has been reported by NPR. And measured the amount of sweetener called acesulfame potassium, or ACE-K for short. Added to yogurt, soup, a variety of things. And not only the American diet, but the Chinese diet and all over. So I guess there's enough people that are peeing in pools for sweeteners to show up there. Chlorine reacts with the urine to form a host of potentially toxic compounds called disinfection byproducts. These can include anything from the chloramines that give well-used pools that odor to cyanogen chloride, which is classified as a chemical warfare agent. So pee in the pool with the chlorine could make a chemical warfare agent. There are also, I see a science fair project for some of you tykes out there. There are also nitrosamines, which cause cancer. There's not enough evidence to say whether the nitrosamine level in pools increase cancer risk. But one study in Spain did find more bladder cancers in some long-term swimmers. Bladder cancers. Now, it's just one study in Spain. If you have asthma, that could be an issue. Indoor pools could be more problematic for people with respiratory conditions. These compounds build up in the air above the water. There's less natural sunlight, which breaks down some harmful compounds. So the simplest solution, obviously, is not pee in the pool. Tell your friends not to do it. All right. Let me talk about this, because I want to talk about why people are peeing in the pool. They say also swimmers should shower before getting in the pool and get out to go to the bathroom. They say even a one-minute rinse before diving can remove much sweat and body gunk that reacts with the chlorine. Once someone does pee in the pool, the only way to truly get rid of it is to replace the whole water. You can't just keep chlorinating it. It's not uncommon for water in a pool to go unchanged for years. You know, I love our resorts in along the Las Vegas Strip. And every now and then, me and the family, we do staycations. If we're going to spend money on a vacation, we usually do it in our own town. You get a room. You get to enjoy the pool. It's awesome. It's a fun vacation for the kids. We don't have to travel anywhere. It's pretty inexpensive, and it's a lot of fun. And by the end of the day, some of those pools are really murky because of the sunscreen, you know, because of the oil and the body and the pee. And the pools, a lot of times, they look kind of disgusting by the end of the day. But by the next morning, because we know, because we wake up early, we hit the pool in the morning, they look crystal clear. Did they drain the pool water? Most likely not. They used chemicals to clean it up. The problem is it doesn't get rid of the pee that's in there. Okay, now people think, well, the chemicals will break it down. But yeah, what does it break it down into? So they say it's not uncommon for water in a pool to go unchanged for years. Pool owners or operators just add water as needed rather than completely replacing it, which is a lot more expensive. And the longer water sits in a pool, the worse it gets, according to research. Over time, people add more chlorine to the water, which is converted to a form called chloride that builds up and encourages the formation of more disinfection byproducts. So the science, or the study, was published on Wednesday in Environmental Science and Technology Letters. All right, if we want to stop people from peeing in the pool, we need to figure out why they are peeing in the pool, okay? So going to these, you know, hotels, and not just in Vegas, anywhere, all right? I love to visit the pool wherever we go. And you see people relaxing, having beer, all right? You know, hanging out with the ladies. and you kind of have a vibe going on, okay? If this happened in a club, and things were going a certain way, and you didn't want anybody else to move in on your babe, you would just hold your pee and just hold it and hold it and hold it, right? Or you'd say, look, will you hold my drink? Will you watch my stuff? I got to go to the bathroom. You know, this way you kind of like, you know, give her something to do so she can't go off and be with somebody else, okay? Yeah, they'll say, oh, you know what? Oh, find that picture for me. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. But, you know, you give them something to do. Otherwise, they leave. Okay? In a pool, you don't have to do that. If you don't want to leave, or you don't want her to see your tan lines or your freckles or your moles or your muffin top, you're going to just stand where you're at. And then you're going to just sit there and pee. Okay? Maybe that's the guys. For the ladies, we talked about this. Female public bathrooms are disgusting, especially by a public pool. And those toilet seats are soaking wet from a variety of stuff, whether it's the pool water or bodily fluid. And so women freak out about sitting on those toilets. Now, what I do is I have like a big gulp cup. And so I take it into the bathroom. And I can then stand and pee in the cup. You got to make sure it's form-fitting. Then I could take the cup, dump it in the toilet, so I never had to sit on the toilet. Flush, and then I could go back to the pool. But I will not sit on those seats. If you could squat, that works also, but that's the other problem. When women squat, they don't have as good an aim, and it splashes all over the place. So a lot of women are like, I don't want to get a disease. I don't want to accidentally touch somebody else's bodily fluids. I don't have a supersized cup like Dr. Dahlia told me to. I'm just going to pee in the pool. So more and more, it just starts to manifest where people pick the more disgusting, less sanitary way out. And that's frustrating. It's disgusting, and it's just, and then here's your kids jumping into the pool, and then they spit water at you in your face, and you're like, don't get the water in your mouth. And so after a while, we just stop going to public pools. So it's very interesting that they found, you know, how this occurs, but it's just disgusting nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say if you're in pain, read a book. A study finds that if you enjoy literature, it will help relieve chronic discomfort. They said regularly consuming literature has similar effects to the brain as popular cognitive behavioral therapy. By triggering older, happier memories, books can help those that are plagued by discomfort to forget the pain they're in. Researchers from the University of Liverpool assessed the impact of reading on various groups. They compared those who enjoyed literature as part of a group known as shared reading to those undergoing CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. And they found that shared reading allowed those to recall positive memories from their time before suffering from pain. Now, I know some of you guys are saying, look, I don't have any positive memories from childhood. Okay, a lot of us think that. All right, I thought that same thing. When I'm reading this, I'm like, there's a lot from my childhood that I want to forget, that I want to not remember. Okay, we all have positive memories from childhood. We all do. Okay? Whether it was your mama's smile, or your first kiss, or, you know, dad letting you have a sip of his beer. You know, before he beat you with the belt or whatever, okay? We all have some sort of fond memory. So I hate that when people say, no, I don't want to be reminded of my childhood. Okay? You know, I would say get some therapy because you need to bring those memories back out. And some of us will realize that we had a luckier childhood than most, even though we remember the bad stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a family of a Texas toddler who died during a dentist appointment has filed a wrongful death lawsuit alleging that the procedure was unnecessarily performed as part of a money-making scheme. Daisy Lynn Torres died March 29, 2016, with authorities listing anesthesia administered for the treatment of tooth decay as the cause. Now, Betty Squire, little Daisy's mother, said that the dentist, Dr. Michael Melanson, informed her that the child had 6 cavities, which was 4 more than initially suspected, according to WDTN. Dr. David Williams, a mobile anesthesiologist with Texan Anesthesiology, reportedly was present for the procedure, but did not tell Squire what it entailed. A subsequent forensic dental examiner's report questioned why Daisy underwent the procedure as he found no indication of dental disease or pathology in x-rays from the March 29th visit. The $1 million lawsuit names Austin's Children Dentistry, Melanson, Williams, and Texas Anesthesiology Association and alleges the procedure was an attempt to bill Medicaid for unnecessary dental work. This is horrifying. Squire told WDTN he was committing fraud. He was doing unnecessary work to her teeth that didn't need to get done. He was taking advantage of a little girl. He was taking advantage of parents that didn't know any better. We're not doctors. We trust our medical professionals to tell us what would be the right thing to do for our children. And he completely took advantage of us. I'm surprised they're only suing for $1 million. Allegedly, if this really happened, where there was absolutely no diagnosis of a cavity, whether it would fall under malpractice, I don't know. You know, when you say something's there that it's not, okay, that can happen. You know, well, there's a mass on mammogram, but it's very duplicated. There's the mass on mammogram. It's a benign mass once you biopsy it, but there's a mass. Everybody can see there's a mass that's a consistent, you know, there's some consistency there. But having x-rays that look absolutely normal and him claiming that he saw six of them, you know, or four, then the child undergoes a procedure and dies. I just cannot even imagine what those parents could be going through. You know, years ago, we had some issues with some local dentists where patients would come in saying they got a second opinion, and the second opinion differed so widely from the first opinion. And the dentists we have nowadays are phenomenal, and I am very glad that whatever happened cleared up. But what happened in the past in my neck of the woods was there weren't a lot of dentists in town when the town started to explode with the economy back in the early 2000s. And I believe the dental board, and I believe in order to be able to practice dentistry, you had to pass a set of boards. And either they were very difficult or you couldn't be grandfathered in if you had prior boards. Well, it kind of left a scarcity of dentists. And these dentists were excellent that we had in town, excellent. But they unfortunately could only see X amount of people. So for a period of time, I believe this was in the early 2000s, patients would be waiting weeks to get in with the dentist. So from what I understand, the dental board or the dental powers that be allowed a grandfathering in if you had passed other state boards. So we, as the economy was growing and as the city was growing, we got a huge influx of dentists to the point where there were two or three dentists on every corner. Now there's plenty of dentists for people to go into. But now there starts to be some competition. So I thought everything was fine and dandy until patients would come in saying, look, I don't know what to do. Okay, I went for a basic cleaning, and now he says I need cardiac clearance because he has to do some major dental work on me. And I was like, oh my gosh, man, so what happened? Good job you got checked. Then they're like, I don't know. He says I need this done, this done, this done, this done. I'm not even having any pain. And I go, well, do you want to get a second opinion? So they go and get a second opinion, and the second opinion would either say, no, there's nothing wrong, or they'd say, you have issues, but it's on different teeth. So patients would be coming back going, Dahlia, what do you know about teeth? And I'm like, I don't know enough. I didn't get taught teeth. I think I had a day in medical school, but, you know, that's why we work with dentists and oral surgeons, et cetera. So I called the oral surgeons and the dentists I was comfortable with, and I said, can you please take a look at these patients and tell me if you think they're being blown off? You know, tell me what's going on. Because I need to learn. I have no idea when there's this much of a dichotomy or this much of a variation in diagnoses. And they would basically either, you know, tell them, look, you have a little baby cavity in this one tooth, but that's it. I don't see anything else on the Panorex. You know, you could maybe get that one baby tooth filled. We could watch, see you back in 3 to 6 months and see. You know, I was like, thank the Lord that these people got the second and third opinions. Now, I haven't heard of these cases happening in the last 10 years. So I think things started to straighten up a little bit, and maybe multiple people complained. But, you know, apparently this kind of stuff might be still going on in other places where they're like, you know what? You know, how's the parent going to know? And this is what is so scary for you as a client, as a patient. You know, can a doctor say, look, you have a tumor. You know, we need to take it out so they can make money. Most doctors won't do that, or they can't, because in order for them to do that, they usually need a CAT scan or something signifying that you do have the tumor. And it's usually another entity doing the CAT scan. So if I wanted to, let's say, be criminal and go, wow, you know, I need to pay, you know, for a Brazilian blowout, right? And so why don't I say his appendix is bad and take it out? Well, if the CAT scan says it's normal, there's no way to justify getting it taken out. You see? You know, many patients are really upset that doctors will do multiple tests. You know, look, it sounds like my appendix, or it sounds like my gallbladder. You know it's my gallbladder. Why are you ordering all these expensive tests? Just take the gallbladder out. Because doctors can't be accused of taking it out as a Medicaid scheme later. They need to show the evidence as to why they did the surgery. So now, some people will have gallstone issues and gallbladder attacks, and the gallbladder will look fine on x-ray, on ultrasound. So then we have to sit down and we have to, you know, weigh the pros and the cons. Maybe we'll do a HIDA scan, see what your ejection fraction is to see if your gallbladder is working. And then if we have that study say, look, it's not working, it's not functioning, you know, this could be the cause of the symptoms, we write a report, you know, in the chart that goes, look, based on this, we're going to give the patient some options. Either they could watch or wait, or we could do surgery. And then if the patient decides to move forward, that gets documented. But that's how many of us physicians guard against somebody ever accusing us of trying to do something just because we need, you know, to make more money. All right. So I think you'll see that less because there has to be some sort of proof. Now, dental x-rays aren't necessarily read by an outside source. Dental x-rays are usually read by the dentist there. And, you know, mind you, our dentists that, you know, that I've worked with are absolutely awesome. Awesome. I go to Ambient Dental on Rainbow. I've worked with Dr. Bradley Strong. Phenomenal. I work with Dr. Steven Sachs, oral surgeon, pediatric dentist. I work with the children's dentist, Dr. Josh Sachs and Dr. Michael Sachs. These guys are phenomenal. Have taken care of my patients amazingly. Anybody. They've, you know, great reviews. I love these guys. But, you know, unfortunately, if you feel like you're at risk of somebody saying you have a cavity or whatever, all right, very easy. What you do is if you go into a dentist's office, and they say you have 4 or 5 cavities. Can you say, can I please get a copy of these x-rays? I'd like to give it to my personal dentist or I'd like to get a second opinion. All right? And all of us that are professionals should welcome a second opinion. If they say, nah, I'm not going to give you the x-rays, nah, something could be fishy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak. All I do is English speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you have an office job, we are being told you are going to need to walk 7 miles each day. What's that song? I would walk 100 miles an hour. Okay, so that kind of thing. So you got to walk 7 miles a day. All right, now, they say the research found a link between sedentary work, such as doing a radio show, and a bigger waist circumference and higher risk of cardiovascular disease. Okay, I got to say something. You know, I love radio. And I started gaining weight immediately when I started doing radio. It was crazy. Because, you know, you're sitting for about a few hours every day. You know, yeah, I try to bounce around and I Kegel. I mean, you know, but it's not enough. So it's true. Once I started sitting more, I started gaining weight. You know, that and the peeps. I know it's Easter time, so there's a lot of little peeps. By the way, can I just say something? I was at Walmart. They have fruit punch peep, sour watermelon peep, and bubblegum peeps. Now, don't get any of them. The regular peeps taste better than all three. They're just too fruity tasting. It was just too much flavor for a peep. The little marshmallow peeps, peeps. Oh, I love little peeps. I love these peeps. Okay. I love saying the word peep. Peep. Okay. Anyway, so we gain weight when we have more of a sit-down job. To avoid the risk, people may have to walk at least 7 miles a day or spend 7 hours per day upright. Now, I work out every day, but that's no more than maybe 45 minutes to an hour. I can't do 7 hours of workout. The researchers studied 111 healthy Glaswegian postal workers who were kitted out with activity monitors for 7 days. Look how cute they're talking about the Scots. Love it. 55 of them were office workers, and 56 delivered post for a living. This is coming from British source Daily Mail. So they delivered post, meaning delivered mail for a living, according to the study published in the International Journal of Obesity. The study revealed those who had desk jobs registered a bigger waist circumference, 97 centimeters compared to 94 centimeters, and approximately one BMI unit difference. They also had a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, 2.2% compared to 1.6% over 10 years. The research suggests that waist circumference increases by 2 centimeters, and risk of cardiovascular disease will up by 0.2% for every additional hour of sitting on top of 5 hours. So you have an 8-hour desk job, you're in trouble. Dr. William Tigby of Warwick Medical School at the University of Warwick, who led the research, said longer time spent in sedentary posture, meaning sitting on your butt, is significant. You see, don't you love how the British speak? Longer time spent in sedentary posture is significantly associated with a larger waist circumference, higher triglycerides, and lower HDL. See, whereas in America, it would be like, look, if you're sitting on your butt, right, how many times a day, you're going to get big booty. You're going to get a big tummy. You're going to have more fat in the blood, lower HDL, which is good cholesterol. All of these add up to the worsening of heart disease. The levels associated with zero risk factors were walking more than 15,000 steps per day, which is equivalent to walking 7 or 8 miles, or spending 7 hours per day standing. So, 15,000 steps a day. Here's my problem with these pedometers. I don't have a good pedometer. My pedometers always go out or they don't measure things. I don't know. I got to get them something fancy. I haven't done Fit. Maybe a Fitbit does the pedometer, but I want to know how many steps I do. I mean, I do walk a lot, but I am sitting more these days. And so let's say I do a couple miles on my treadmill. That still wouldn't cut it for what I need. So I don't know. This is a problem. You know, how do you get 15,000 steps per day? And the other problem we have is even when I was, you know, running around from, you know, patient room to patient room, and I was easily clearing, you know, those types of steps, your body gets used to it. Okay, your body will get used to the activity. So then you need to bust a move and do a different type of activity. However, if you don't exercise like you should, at least doing the 15,000 steps is a great guideline. So I would say, you know, look, it's better than nothing. So cardiovascular risks were assessed using the ProCam risk calculator, looking at your age, sex, family history, blood pressure, metabolic measures. They also looked at height, weight, blood pressure measured, blood samples. The study took place between 2006 and 2007. And healthy non-smokers with no personal history of heart attack, stroke, coronary heart disease, hypertension, diabetes were included. So they tried to take the healthiest of healthy people. And that's how they found that we need to get off our butts. So you have a desk job. What I recommend is get a pedometer, get something that you could that can help measure your steps, all right? And you get up every hour for 5 minutes and walk around. If you need to talk to your manager, if you need me to write a note for you, I'll write a note. I'm not your doctor. Okay, I'm your radio doctor. But, you know, Dr. Dahlia says I need to get up every 5 minutes so I don't get a blood clot. And so I do some steps. And do some steps. Okay? I want you, when you're at your seat, doing stomach crunches. Or not crunches, but sucking your stomach. I want you butt flexing. I want you kegeling. Guys could kegel, too. You know? I think that's really discriminatory to say guys can't kegel. Guys can do whatever they want. It's free world. They want to kegel, they can kegel. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am salivating at this right now. Did you guys know what is on auction for $14,600? A petri dish of fungus, of mold. And this, oh, guys, you're going to want this. This was a penicillin culture that belonged to Sir Alexander Fleming, who what? Discovered the first antibiotic back in 1928. Penicillin. For $14,600. I wish I had the money. You guys know I collect medical antiques and medical history. Oh, my gosh. To have Sir Alexander Fleming's mold that he made penicillin of, I would have that in the bedroom on display. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Fleming himself would have thought that $14,000 was a good deal. He famously figured out penicillin's antimicrobial properties because it fell into one of his petri dishes, then killed off the bacteria in the petri dish. He kept these samples as mementos. He gave one to actress Ruth Draper after he was captivated by one of her performances. Yep, just give her some fungus, why not? A neighbor who scared off burglars from Fleming's house got another. Kevin Brown, archivist at the Alexander Fleming Laboratory Museum, told the AP that Fleming gave a sample to Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, every time they met. Oh, my gosh, I hope he kept them. Another buyer paid $46,000 for a different Fleming sample. Maybe that's where Flem came from, according to the Smithsonian Magazine. Basically, Fleming won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1945, shared it with pathologist Howard Florey, a biochemist Ernest Chain, and is credited with saving millions of lives, creating penicillin. Guy's a hero. In the U.S. alone, more than 250 million courses of antibiotics are prescribed each year, according to the CDC. Antibiotic resistance, however, is on the rise. Right? But we owe our lives to Sir Alexander Fleming starting the antibiotic culture. This piece of mold, I tell you, man, if I ever wanted anything, it's that. Oh, my husband loves it. My husband loves the fact that I don't ask for jewelry, you know, but something like that. Now, I would not have him spend $14,000. I would, you know, jeez. But, oh, that would be so cool. Man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, you know, guys, my birthday is going to be coming up. Maybe, you know, all my listeners can put some money together. Buy me something. See you soon.
1-877-DOC-DALI. Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.